Chof Gimel Tevis, Thursday, the 26th of December. Dayan Levi Yitzchok Raskin, Erev Tchumim.
Walking here, I see Baruch Hashem, such an oilam, it's very impressive. Instead of icing Bedouin Batalim or icing Batayra, using the bank holiday for Avedas Hashem. I want to share with you a shaila which I had a couple of years ago. It was about a week before Rosh Hashanah, and someone calls me and asks that he has a relative who's in hospital in South London, Southwark somewhere. There's no shul within the vicinity. He wants to be there for Rosh Hashanah. On the north of the river, there is the Sandys Row Synagogue, there's the Bevis Mark Synagogue. So he wanted to be in North London for davening. In the afternoon, he'd walk over, across London Bridge, and go to visit his relative in South London, in the hospital. His question, I don't know why he asked the question, but he asked me, am I allowed to do this? And this started raising some alarm bells in my mind. Question of Tchum. And there's a story about a certain Chassidish Rav who took such a long time to answer the shayla mitzvah that by the time he passed and have the chicken giving varim fashmekt, that his chicken would go off by the time he managed to get. So I didn't answer at the time, but there's someone else passed and it's okay. And then I was thinking about the shayla, and I want to share with you my thoughts. What's involved here? Now, we all know that Tchum Shabbos is a shear of 2,000 amas, which is approximately 1 kilometer. And that means it's more relevant when we go on holidays and within the country that you're not allowed to walk 2,000 amas beyond the built-up area. Very well known. That means about a 10-minute walk. It's not very long. What is less well known, I believe, is the din of Iburo Shel Ir. Iburo Shel Ir means that before you get to your 2,000 amas, you have a margin of 70 odd amas, 70 plus, amashirayim, around the city. So now, we have, let's say, we'll start off with two shtetelach, Welling Garden City and Hatfield. They are nearby one another. Am I allowed to walk from one to the other? So let's say 70 amas beyond Hatfield, was that? And that's 70 amas beyond Welling. So they are two separate cities. And what's going to happen is I'm going to have to count seven from this red line, which is 70 amas beyond the built-up area. I will measure 2,000 amas, and that's the end of my tether. I could be here in the middle of a shopping parade. There are lots of houses, whatever it may be. I may not walk more than any further than this because I have lost. I've now gone 2,000 amas beyond my yishuv. Same thing, vice versa. What would happen if these two cities are closer? That there's less than, let's say, 70 amas from here brings you there, and it's there for 70 amas there. The two 70 amas margins overlap. Then these two cities are counted like one city, and you're allowed to walk both of them. That's why you don't have a problem of walking on Shabbos from Golders Green to Hendon, although there is a very wide road, which is more than 70 amas, by Henley's Corner. It's more than 70 amas wide. It's not a problem. It's not 140 amas wide. I don't think so. There may be other avenues why it's okay. Although there it's a very wide gap. Further on along the road it is narrower. And therefore that could also be a basis for the hat. Okay. So now, what was my problem? We've got here South London and North London. We have here the Thames. And here we have London Bridge. The river, I happened to be at a chuppah a couple of months ago, and I walked across Lambeth Bridge, and it was about 250 amas. You can work, if you don't know exactly, you're not going to take a tape measure, but every step, a pace, is approximately one amma. So the Thames is well over the shear of 70, 140. It's well over. Therefore, in my mind, I was worried that the Thames is breaking London into half, into two separate cities, and therefore I was worried that this fellow has gone to the Shulden Sandys Row, he comes across to the embankment, and then he runs out of tether somewhere over there, and he wouldn't be able to go to the hospital, which was more than a kilometre away from the edge of the of North London, the, you know, bottom line North. That was my worry. Not 70. Worry. Once I'm given the 70, then I've got another 2,000, but that still doesn't allow me to come to the hospital. That was my worry. Okay? You with me? This was my problem. So then I came, occurred to me as Asvara. There's a deen that if, let's go back to our little shtetl, we've got here a town. We've got here a town. This is built of, let's say if there's a house over here. So then if that house is within the 70 amas of the last house, so then they say, oh, the house is, the city is now till here. If there's another house within 70 amas, then the city goes till here. In other words, every house within 70 amas of the previous extends the city further and further. What about, here you have a house, here, you have a house, and there is a cave underneath. There's a ma'ida, the Gemara says like this, a house counts to extend the limits of a city. A cave does not, but if there is a cave which has a binyan al-gabov, so then the city is extended by virtue, now it says in the Gemara al-Hashlim, that the cave alone does not serve to extend the city, but the cave together with the binyan does. And the word is lahashlim. Rashi says, what does lahashlim mean? That if the house did not have daladamas, it was too small to live in, and the cave combines, therefore, they should combine, it becomes a dwelling. Kloisra says, no, lahashlim means that you can use the extent. You don't have to measure just from the house. You can measure from the cave. Okay. So now, that London is sitting on a whole network of caves called the London Underground. London Underground has got binyonim. You go into central London, in the West End, there are subway stations which are inside buildings. And in the buildings there are shops and there are restaurants. So therefore there is a binyan al-gabov. You go down in that building, you go underground, you have a ma'ira. And this ma'ira extends from North London to South London. So if you have this idea that the cave extends the limits of the city, the cave which is an extension of a building extends the limit of the city, so fine, so we have a cave which is extending North London to South London, and therefore it's all one happy big city, and therefore it's okay to walk across the bridge. It doesn't matter whether you don't have to walk through the tunnels. The fact is that there is that connection, and therefore they're all one. That was the Svara which I thought of. I wrote about it, and there was a bit of a reaction, Baruch Hashem. Someone suggested, someone who actually lives in Goblin Street, Rov, he suggested that when it says that the Ma'ira combines with the building, is talking about when the Ma'ira is also used for dwelling.
Use shops?
No, not all the way across the, under the Thames. I would say though that since a ma'ida does not count in its own virtue, it might not come in whether there's dwelling in the ma'ida. The ma'ida doesn't count. The ma'ida is merely mitzad. Yeah, and mitzad itself it does not serve to extend the. And nevertheless, we have here a din that the ma'ida extend the limit of the city. The mele, that was my tzad lohokil. You can argue. können sich sparen. I'm going to tell you why it's not a Shiloh altogether in a moment. Why, much simpler, which also through this correspondence I wrote about it, and this Rav wrote back, and he brought to my attention a tshuva, a beautiful tshuva, which I'll share with you in a moment, which takes away the Shiloh milchatchil. There's a Yerushalmi, and it's also in a Tosefta, where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, Yochailani, I am able to sort out that you should be able to walk from Tveria to Tzipori, or from Tzur Letzidoin, that's what he says, Ayidei ha-me'orois ve-ha-burgenin, or ha-me'orois ve-ha-migdolim. Here we have it. Yechilani Yeshalmi in Erevin, Yechilani Lasso Shiyu Mahalchim Mitzur Letzidoin, Mitveria Letzipoiri, Ayede Maoris Vayede Burgenin. I can work out there's a distance between these two cities through Maoris and Burgenin, caves and booths. The Tosefta has another Lushan, Mipnei Maoris Umigdolim Shebeneim. I'll dwell on this in a moment. So Daring Gaman, this Rav who my correspondent, he wanted to say it means that the caves were used for dwelling all the way from Tzipori from to Tveria. I find that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is saying, Yochailani, you know what, I can build up apartment buildings from Tveria to Tzipori, Yochailani. He's saying with the lesson of Tosefta, Mipnei Mioros Amigdolim Shebeneim, there are caves. And we can use those caves to extend the distance from Tveria to Tzipori. There'll be somewhere in between a gap where there's no caves. So we'll put there a burgenim, we'll put there a booth. But Be'etzim, he wants to use the caves which he knows which are in existence there, and he says we can use those to extend that you will be able to walk from Tveria to Tzipori. Be that as it may, another aspect which came into my, which I wrote about very briefly in my first article, was about a practical shaila where someone arrives on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, and his luggage did not arrive. So I got this shaila a few years ago. Someone Erev Yom Tov, his shver and shviger had come from United States to somewhere in Europe. They arrive at the airport. Their case is not there, the airline apologizes, we'll bring your case to you tomorrow morning, same time, will be another flight, your case will be on that flight, we'll bring it to your house. Huh? No, they're doing it on their own. I'm not telling them to do it. I don't think that's a problem. They're going to do it because it's their own duty, and they're going to, they could have been. You certainly didn't give instructions to do it. The problem is that the airport is in the Chutzutchum. And therefore, the case which is being brought, you can have something which was brought, Michutzutchum, you're not allowed to have Hanoah from it. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to take it out of Dal Damas. In his case, he had his Bigdei Shabbos. He had his Esrig, and he had some medicines. So now, can he use the Bigdei Shabbos and the Esrig and the medicines? All right, so the medicines could be Pekuach Nefesh, depending what medicines it is. Richtig. All right, of course we're going to look, in any case we're looking for Tzadim Lahakim. Shaila is the most Esrig. Esrig, by the way, is an Alter Shaila. Because in the Alter Shtetelach, they had one Esrig for three villages. And they would have a goy going around on Sukkot afternoon and taking the Esrig from one town to the other. So it's a thing which is already mentioned in Poskim, and they say it's okay with the Esrig because the mitzvah is lav lehanor is nitnu. A mitzvah is not called a personal hanor, and therefore that's okay. But coming back to his big Shabbos, it's also a mitzvah, it's not exactly the same, yeah? Best of friends, you might to ask, why am I worried about the distance from the airport? Why am I not worried about the airplane? In the Teretz is that for the airplane, I'm not so worried because there's a machlokas of yesh chum in the malam asoro or ain't chum in the malam asoro. And here we take the Tadla Hawkeil that ain't chum in the malam asoro. So the fact that he travelled from the United States to Scandinavia, that wasn't my problem because ain't chum in the malam asoro. My problem is that most airports are well outside the city. And therefore, Stansted Airport is a shtetl, and London is a grasser shtetl. And so, when it comes out from Stansted to London, it's come more than 2,000 amas beyond Stansted shtetl, and therefore it's gone beyond the tchum. Therefore, I'm not allowed to be and have hanoe or to carry it out of the dal damas. The esek also, by the way, is also limited to the dal damas. You can have hanoe from it, you can bench esek, but you can't take it to shul. Unless you have an Erev. Or you have even if it's no Erev, but there's a wall around the city. Could be some shtetlach in Europe still have got walls around the city. If it's l'ha'imid ha'reis, it's got a mechitze, the whole city is like Dal Damas. For sure you could take the estik to the sukkah, for example. If it's within a walled area, the whole walled area is considered like Dal Damas. But with the kapota, with his big day Shabbos, we remain with a problem. Okay. No, that's Hanoi.
Yeah.
The only thing really is, it's only in the Misha Huva Bishviloi. So I suggested perhaps the Shver and the son-in-law switch. But it's not always how it works, because usually Shvers are bigger than sons-in-law. Okay. So now, in the article Teirei, which I wrote, I mentioned, what about Heathrow Airport? Now here, forget about the other side of London, it's Nigel here. Here is where Heathrow Airport is. You have above London, above here you have Hillingdon, down here you have, I don't remember exactly what it's called, but you've got here, Staines is somewhere around here, but perhaps a bit further, but the built-up area of London comes into this kind of shape. Now, I forgot to mention before, that when you got this town called Wellin, where before you start making your tchum, you've got a deal of ribua. You square the city, and then you extend the limits based upon the square. Question is, can you do a ribu of the whole of London? And therefore, Heathrow is, unlike most airports, is actually considered within the tchum of London. You could say so. There is, however, a din of ir ha'asuyo kekeshes. If you have a city which has got this kind of shape, it's a... Should we say a horseshoe shape? Like a boat. So then, the halacha is, if the distance between the north and the south is more than 4,000 amas. In other words, if you go from the south, you'd be limited, you'd have to stop there. If you're going from the north, you'd have to stop there. You wouldn't be able to travel, to walk, sorry. Again. If from toward the open end of the bow, I'm trying to articulate it for the tape record also. For the open end of the bow, if you'd have a distance from one to the other more than 4,000 amas, then it loses you cannot include it in the ribua, and you would not be allowed to walk there. You'd be allowed to walk this, the inner part, towards the inner side of the bow, or the concave of the bow, you could, but the outer side, you would not be allowed to. Come back to the shape of London. Should we say that the open area around the airport is going to therefore create this as a ear, that London in this aspect is ira suya kekeshes, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to walk from the airport into town more than 2,000 amas, etc. It's not included in the ribua shalim. Those were my thoughts, which I didn't work out too much at the time. But then, upon reflection, now looking at it, Lamaisa, I think we've got room to be makel, because the Ira Suya Kekeshes means that in that area it's barren, there's nothing happening here. Heathrow Airport happens to be filling most of this space. And from Hillingdon, you could walk to Heathrow Airport, it's less than 2,000 amas, and so too from the south. And therefore, don't compare this to Ira Suya Kekeshes. Here, there is... It's walkable from both sides, from all sides, and therefore it's included in the ribua. Just one other aspect about airports, and that is Wir sollen nicht wissen, but sometimes a person is stuck and you get into an air and get in the airport on Shabbos. What is the din? The din is you can walk the entire airport. Because every airport is mukaf mechitzes. There's no such thing as an airport. I haven't checked out every airport. Some of them open to the sea. But bederach klal, an airport is surrounded with a fence. And therefore it's a mukaf. And it's, I believe it's called hukaf ladira. So as though it's got thousands of square amas, but it's like an office building which has got a land around it. So the airport, so it's a hukaf ladira, so you can walk the whole airport. Carrying a tzedakah, I think you can discuss. But walking is not a problem. What about the plane? Es ein chumel amal masoro. You're allowed to walk up the plane because you're going to rely on ein chumel amal masoro. Only what's the problem? In the airport itself. In the airport itself, the whole airport is a dal damas, you would be allowed to carry. Of course, as a child, is your passport muksa, because it's muksa mach machsaran kis, it's a valuable document. Of course, there are shilas, since of course, no one's advocating traveling in such a time. But we're talking about when you're stuck, yesh al malismet. Now, I wanted to share with you why this whole shila really falls away. That is because in the correspondence came up that there's a tshuva from Rav Falkschlitter about Gateshead. Gateshead, Cecile, my host when I used to visit Gateshead, you got here, Gateshead and Newcastle are on the banks of the Tyne River. And you've got Newcastle on the north, Gateshead on the south, and there happens to be Gateshead, let's say, the yeshiva area is over here, and you have here a hospital somewhere over here. And the shaila was, are you allowed to walk from Gateshead across a bridge, I don't remember the names, and to walk into those various hospitals in Newcastle? Rav Falk comes up with a very interesting approach, and he says like this. It's true that the Tyne River is actually about 300 amas wide. That's what he says. But look at what's happening over here. If I were to make, I should really make those loops more extreme. Okay. If I were to make a square of Gateshead, so then the extent of the square would be here. If I were to make a square of Newcastle, the southern extent would be to the southernmost point of where the river bends. And therefore, the ribua shalir of Gateshead and the ribua shalir of Newcastle overlap one another, and therefore they become one city. And he goes into his tshuva, he goes into details. There's a place called Cuthbert's village. He goes into the details of exactly which places. And he works out, and Gateshead apparently is on the 63rd degree latitude. He goes into that detail, and he shows how the two are overlapping. Having said that, so then, coming back to London with the Thames, we're going to have exactly the same solution. Even if the Thames all the length through London is more than 140 amas, but there are the bends up and down, as we know very well, and therefore, by making a ribua of this North London, it's going to incorporate swathes of South London, so vice versa, and therefore that makes the shaila yordolo mitchilosa. There's no question at all, and it's definitely mutter to walk across from one to the other. One last thing which I want to share with you is what about Hampstead Heath? I don't know whether any of you have a time on a Shabbos afternoon to take a walk in Hampstead Heath. Here you have a shaila. You have a large area, which I believe it's actually more than 4 kilometres. It's the same. No, it's more than, if let's say you have a big city, and in the middle of the city, there's a big field, a big open area, and it's more than 2,000 amas, more than a kilometre into the middle. So then you can walk into the park, but you're not allowed to go more than 2,000 amas from the edge of the yeshiva.
So they could be. It's not so far off. It's only a 15-minute walk. If you would go for what's it called? At the end, there's a not Spaniard's Way, somewhere around there.
Kenwood.
Kenwood. Is Kenwood part of Hampstead Heath?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my marasses.
Bishop's Avenue.
It's at the end of Bishop's Avenue. If you would go from there and go straight, 10, 15 minutes straight into the Hampstead Heath, you could be going well beyond the Trum. I don't know whether that has ever been addressed in Golders Green, but it's a thing which Lechard happens.
You can
walk around in circles. You can walk the whole park around.
Why have you got the Ribua?
Because Ribua does not help once you've got a distance of 4,000 amas, like the din of Irasuya Kakeshis. Once it's gone, once between the two edges of the Yishuv, there's more than twice a Tchum Shabbos, Ribua doesn't help.
I could be doing the overlapping the two.
Okay, so I'm raising this, and I'm going back to Zermatt Hill. And while I was just raising... Pardon? It's surrounded with walls. I thought about that, whether the fact that it's a Mukaf Mechitzes, but that's clear in Shulchan Aruch, almost clear, that even though Min HaTor it's a Rishus HaYochit, but still, it will still be, because you're not allowed to, because it's not Mukaf Mechitzes, it would still have a din of Tchum Shabbos. In other words, you're raising a valid point. What is the din of an area which is well beyond the Tchum Shabbos, but a wall around it? So my impression is that from Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't take away the issue of Tchum. But listen, perhaps someone local will take the bull by the horns and answer the shayla. It's not Sur Ladira. It's not Mukaf Ladira. No, it's for it. Okay.
Thank you very much, and I wish you all a Shlochen Alayyam.